I've always expressed my dismay the way the Democratic Party continues to turn their back on Israel. So I've said that publicly, like that's my red line. If Democratic Party becomes official anti-Israel, then that's when I would force me out.
Yeah, and because there was that vote yesterday in the House, a majority of Democrats voted to cut off all aid to Israel. Is that a red line for you?
Yeah, well, that's it's unsurprising. It's disappointing, but now that's something that I've fully expected. Now, that's going to probably accelerate, I think, as after the midterm, and look at the kinds of people that we've elected in the primaries, not just pro-Palestinian, just intensely anti-Israel.
But is that vote yesterday going to push you out of the Democratic Party, the vote in the House?
Of course, no, that vote's not going to. That was a symbolic thing. But until they, if they make it official in the platform of the party, then that's a much different situation. But that vote just confirms what I've always seen coming in the Democratic Party for a while. I'm always going to proudly stand with Israel. I think it's fantastic to keep killing Hamas leadership. I think it's fantastic, same for Hezbollah.